As a church, we are called to daily invest in our spiritual growth and to live that out in service to the others around us. There are so many needs within the lives of those that we come into contact with throughout our week. God, help us to be aware of how you would like us to help. Individuals with developmental disabilities can feel pushed to the side. Help us to make them feel seen, heard, and valued. Oftentimes, people misunderstand neurological, behavioral, and developmental disorders. God, help us to slow down and be present with these families and individuals. Parents of children with IDD can feel isolated and under-resourced by the professionals. Developmental delays create a lot of needs within that family. We pray that God would bring mental health treatment specialists to Western Kansas to give these families the tools that they need. At times, children with developmental disabilities are neglected and placed in the system because of the behavioral issues that can feel insurmountable. God, we lift up those families to you, asking for strength, wisdom, and Christian families to stand alongside them. Prior to being diagnosed, these individuals can be accused of being manipulative or disregarding all appropriate forms of emotional regulation and social interaction. Help us to have the grace to see each person as a created being with a specific plan that you, God, have already written out. When challenges come into our life, it can be easy to doubt God and to ask, why didn't you protect me from this? Help us to remind ourselves that disease was never a part of God's plan while Adam and Eve were in the garden. There is no sickness in heaven, and we are made in the image of God. Illness is not a punishment from God, nor is it something that we can just have enough faith and eliminate from our life. No amount of our faith, our effort, or our belief system can cure us. God can heal, for sure. But that is on his own merit, not our own. Mental illness, developmental disabilities, cancer, terminal illness are not signifying failures on the behalf of those individuals. God has given us doctors, therapists, medicine, and so many other professionals to help treat these things. God is not void in any of those situations. He is alive and active and very present. God, we turn our attention to you. We seek you. We listen to you. We surrender to you. We rely on you. We trust you. My name is Alicia Hunter. I am the pastor's assistant at C3 Hayes Campus. And I pray that today, as we lift up those with developmental disabilities, that we would have your eyes, God. Help us to live out our life loving those around us.